You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
All right, 717 WLIP. We have technical difficulties.
Where's the cowbell?
I don't know. This is not how this is supposed to go.
That was not a pregnant pause.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. All right. Hang on. I think I figured out the issue here.
There we go.
Now it's official. 717 WLIP Morning Show. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine.
You were great up until about 10 seconds ago, right?
You know, that and I, Samantha Kirkman was on this morning, and I asked about an event in the future tense that happened last weekend. So, you know, a few speed bumps every now and again.
That's how you know it's live.
That's how you...
It's real.
You got it. There's no way we'd leave that in.
No. If that was Memorex, that would be one of those things that would have got edited.
Although I was listening to an audiobook this morning, and I've heard this more frequently, where the narrator will redo a line, and it doesn't get caught in editing. So you hear the repeated line. And
That's interesting.
So I don't know if I'm just sensitive to that because I kind of know it got missed, or if it's real obvious that a line got repeated that didn't need to be or shouldn't have been.
Interesting.
So, anywho, apropos of nothing.
Even in Memorex.
You know, I got to say, for somebody who knows how to edit like me, that can be painful. And I can express that pain to guys like Dr. Russ Brewer. You know who can express pain to us, Dr. Russ?
Oh, that was a great segue. That's a bell.
Pets!
So September is Pet Pain Awareness Month. Yeah, so that was beautiful,
you know.
And part of the problem of it is that they can express it, but the question is, can you
notice it?
Notice it, right. Or you know, I recognize it. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest challenge for most of us is as their caretakers, owners, however we want to look at it, their guardians, right? So mm-hmm. we're in charge of them. And so when we see things or don't see things that they're doing, we sometimes miss the fact that, well, they're doing that because they're painful. So September being Pet Pain Awareness, and of course, pet pain's kind of that's my personal jam at work because being in rehab and just part of the International Veterinary Pain Association, I love managing and dealing with their pain and trying to help owners recognize it. It's kind of interesting sometimes, like the dog will limp in and we'll start talking about the dog being in pain and I get like blank stares and it's because the dog's been limping for a bit and the dog still gets up, still plays with the tennis ball.
Sure.
Chases the rabbit in the backyard. Doesn't limp when he's doing that. But of course he's chasing the rabbit because the only thing in his mind right at that second is get the rabbit.
Yeah.
Not about like, oh, my knee hurts.
That'll come when the rabbit gets
right,
away.
Rabbit gets out of the yard, and then the dog goes, now I'm limping back to the house because right. my knee hurts now. So, you know, the first thing is recognizing it, but it kind of does raise the question, why do they hide it? Mm. And it's natural that they won't hide it because, and we don't like to think about this, but if they exhibit pain in the wild, so if you see a coyote or rabbit. If you've ever seen a rabbit that gets stuck, I mean, they scream bloody murder because they're in pain and they're in distress. And so they're really, it's like Mother Nature saying, hey, we need to alleviate this out of the system because Mother Nature doesn't want things to be painful either. Mm-hmm. So prey species will screech and then a predator species will come by and take care of that pain for them. Mm. If they're predator species, they don't want to be part of the food chain.
Right.
So they will hide that. So we don't think about that in our pets, but our pets really aren't that far removed. There's that basal instinct in their brain that says, hey, if I'm limping, I'm going to try to not limp because I don't want to get kicked out of the pack. We would never do that.
Right. They don't know that.
No. Though. Like, oh, wait, we're going to go to the doctor and you're going to get some medication or surgery or something to deal with that pain. They don't understand that. So their basal instincts are just to hide it. And species like small mammals and birds, they don't want to be on the menu. So here again, they're hiding it.
Can't blame them.
No, right. If that was in our basal instincts, we'd be hiding it too. You'd see a lot less people complaining about their aches and pains. So things that you're going to watch for as far as signs, behavior changes. So they're doing some weird things. You know, maybe they're withdrawn, maybe they're hiding. Certainly my cat will sometimes go in hiding when he's got stuff going on. And you're like, dude, why are you're in a weird spot? Something's going up. Sometimes they can become aggressive or just somewhat unpredictable. Sort of like we get grumpy when we're uncomfortable and painful. They do too. Mobility issues. So limping, we've already talked about that. If they're stiff getting up and they seem like they're, you know what, they're taking a lot longer to stretch out and start to get moving. Those things. Changes in their appetite or drinking. So they're either eating, drinking more or less. Vocalization. Now, this is the thing that people always think. Like, they would cry about this. It's like, well, sure, if it's painful enough, but they're really going to need it to be a relatively high pain score. So I guess I would say in my experience, most of these guys aren't going to really cry about it until they're at like an 8 out of that 10 scale. You know, like they're feeling pretty bad at that point. Like if we were at an 8, we would have been at the hospital about 4 or 5 steps ago.
Would have been insufferable for weeks.
Right. We would have taken Tylenol weeks ahead of that. And so. So if they're vocalizing, they're in an extreme amount of pain. So that needs to be addressed immediately. Posture changes. You're seeing their back arched or their back dropped or they're standing out wider, things like that. Grooming changes. So this is probably more so because dogs don't groom themselves. But cats, if they quit grooming themselves, maybe because they can't bend around to get to themselves, and they just don't feel good. And then facial expressions. You can look at them and see that they look withdrawn. They're just kind of that vague, vacant look. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, there's something up. So those are times to start addressing that. And, of course, the first thing is call us.
Right.
You know, get them in. It's just one of those things that it's not just them being older. I mean, granted, they have the potential to develop arthritis as they age, just like we do.
Sure.
But that's inevitable. I mean, they're going to age and they're going to have pain, but like, so pain is inevitable. Suffering is not something that they have to go through though. So they don't have to suffer with it. We can treat them. So that's the thing we need to talk about. So get them in. We'll take a look at them, assess if we can find the spots. It may require some diagnostics. We may have to take some x-rays. Now avoid the human meds. This is one of those things, just because the dogs, and certainly if you've got a cat, do not give your cat any human meds, period. End of story, ever. Mm-hmm. Because their metabolism is just really completely different than ours. Even though they're mammals, they're just not even really remotely close, and they can't handle stuff like a single dose of Tylenol in a cat will kill them, mm-hmm. which is why we always talk about Tylenol is toxic. Just don't use it. Well, that goes for ibuprofen, Aleve, you know,
anything.
Any of them, right? So over-the-counter stuff. Now, we dabble in using that some of those things in dogs because dogs are closer to us and there are some, but you have to use them with very specific directions.
There are protocols.
There are protocols. There are specific doses. The margins of safety in it aren't exactly, you know, great. So you need to make sure that you're being guided through that by a veterinarian. So even though I've said some of those things are toxic, sometimes I'll use them on my patients, and I've got clients who are like, what? And don't worry,
I'm a professional.
I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. And then safe pain management options. I mean, there are other things that aren't drug related. So those are things that I do, like acupuncture, spinal manipulation. We do laser treatments. And so those things will work with on top of meds. And then the chronic conditions, you know, once we have severe degenerative disease, now we're looking at this as a long-term thing. And that's the other thing. If it is an age-related and it's arthritis and it's pain, we're treating it. You're going to be treating it for a while. It's not going to be something that, and had my eyes opened, and it's, you know, it's amazing how we learn things over time. And you know, you kind of get another layer of things peeled off and you're like, oh, wish I had thought about that 20 years ago.
Well, right.
Joints are organs. And if they're painful and dysfunctional, that's organ failure.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
And if it's a failing organ, we're not going to go, here's a Band-Aid. We're going to put a little something on it and you'll be fine. No, this is something you're going to be treating for. I mean, I know people are in kidney failure and they're on dialysis. So it's and that's not something that you go and like lightly go, oh, I'll have one-time treatment. I'll be good. No, you're going to be getting treatment for an extended period of time because you have an organ that's failing.
Right.
So joint disease, can be very much like that. You're going to be on that long term. So it's not a simple get it over. And we don't want to wait until it's terrible to start treating it. We want to catch it as early as we can, because treating organ dysfunction early is better. So regular wellness checkups, we keep hammering that away, right? Just get them in on a regular basis. If they're a senior pet, they ought to be in twice a year.
Right. All right.
And then keep a journal of changes. And certainly if you see something weird at home and they're doing, pull your phone out, get a video. I mean, those are great because they can come in and we can look at it and go, yep, I can see what the dog was doing there, the cat was doing there. Now, we didn't touch much on cats because we always think about dogs. But cats, the real thing with them is if they're painful, they're just going to move less.
Yeah.
They'll go up the stairs slower. They may not want to go up the stairs. They're not going to jump on top of the kitchen table anymore. So you start seeing them not do things. It's not that they look like they're painful. They're just not doing things that they had been doing. So if that's the thing, they need to come in. So pain doesn't have to be the normal part of aging. Even though it's a result of things that go on normally, we need to treat it.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. If people want to learn more, how can they do so?
They give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web as careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, appreciate the time and the expertise. As always, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Pete.
728 WLIP Morning Show.